Hey there, gorgeous souls. Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood guide through the sometimes messy world of anxiety and depression. Let's face it, life can throw curveballs faster than a baseball game on steroids, right? And sometimes those curveballs hit us square in our emotional center, leaving us feeling like we're back at square one. But guess what? You're not alone. We've all been there, questioning ourselves, feeling overwhelmed, and wondering how to navigate this crazy thing called existence. That's why I created the Anxious and Depressed Club You're Not Alone. A space for real talk, raw emotions, and a whole lot of support. Today, we're diving deep into something super powerful. Understanding your triggers and patterns. Ever feel like your anxiety or depression spikes out of nowhere? Like you're on an emotional roller coaster with no exit strategy? It's not random, my friends. There are often hidden patterns and triggers pulling the strings behind those feelings. Now, I know what you're thinking. Laura, that sounds super complicated. Trust me, it doesn't have to be. Think of triggers like landmines in your emotional landscape. They are specific situations, thoughts, or even people that can detonate a wave of anxiety or depression. Recognizing them is the first step to dodging those explosions and building a more peaceful inner world. Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways, because knowledge is power, right? First up, awareness is your superpower. Start paying attention to those moments when your anxiety or depression flares up. What were you doing? Who were you with? What were you thinking about? Jotting it down in a journal can be super helpful. Think of it as detective work for your emotions. Next, we have identifying the culprits. Those triggers can come from all sorts of places. Stressful situations at work or school, arguments with loved ones, even social media overload. Sometimes they are rooted in past experiences, those old wounds that haven't fully healed. You might notice a pattern, like feeling anxious in crowded spaces or overwhelmed when you have too many commitments. Acceptance is key. Don't beat yourself up for having triggers. It's normal, it's human. Instead of fighting them, try to understand them. Why do they affect you so deeply? What stories are you telling yourself about those situations? Now on to developing coping strategies. You've got this arsenal of tools at your disposal. Deep breathing exercises, mindfulness techniques, physical activity, find what works for you and practice it regularly. It's like building emotional muscles that will help you weather the storm when those triggers pop up. And finally, don't be afraid to seek support. Sometimes navigating this journey alone can feel overwhelming. Talking to a therapist or counselor can provide invaluable guidance and support. They have been there before, and they know how to help you build resilience and find your own unique path. Remember that time I got stuck in traffic on the way to a major presentation? My heart was racing, my palms were sweating, and I felt like I was about to have an anxiety meltdown. But instead of panicking, I took a few deep breaths, listened to my favorite upbeat song, and visualized myself delivering a successful presentation. Guess what? It worked. I not only calmed down, but also nailed that presentation. You see, recognizing your triggers is the first step, but developing coping strategies is what empowers you to overcome those challenges and shine brightly. All right, gorgeous souls, let's recap. Today we talked about understanding your triggers and patterns, paying attention to those emotional landmines, identifying the culprits, accepting them without judgment, developing coping strategies, and seeking support when needed. Remember, knowledge is power, and by recognizing these patterns, you're taking control of your emotional well-being. So go out there, be kind to yourselves, and keep rocking it. If this episode resonated with you, share it with a friend who might need a little extra support. And don't forget to join the conversation on social media. Use #anxiousanddepressedclub and let me know what your biggest takeaway was. Until next time, keep shining bright, beautiful people.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.